The song that Patty Shockner chose for the last segment, Keb Moe, was it Strong Woman? I think that's going to be a theme.
Good Strong Woman.
Good Strong Woman. I think that may be a theme as we move forward, because we've talked to several of them, and we will talk to one more of them, Dr. Kristen Lyerly, coming up in our next hour. But I wanted to come back to something that I mentioned briefly, and it is going to come up again Friday when I talk to Mark Jacob, as we talk about the way the national press is covering news and politics in this day and age. But I know we won't have a lot of time for this one particular story, so I want to share it here now. And that is how the Cleveland Plain Dealer just put up white space with an X through it to show how they were not going to attend an event, even though it is a big event by, you know, one of their candidates for governor, Senator J.D. Vance. And he was joined by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. And they held an event. They invited the media, but they put these preconditions down. And Chris Quinn, the editor of The Plain Dealer, responded with an editorial noting that DeSantis was in Ohio. This was last Friday. And Chris notes, our reporters were not there because of ridiculous restrictions that DeSantis and Vance placed on anyone covering the event. The worst of the rules was one prohibiting reporters from interviewing attendees not first approved by the organizers of the event. And as Quinn notes, when we cover events, we talk to anyone we wish. This is America, land of free speech, at least America as it exists today, maybe not the America that would exist under Vance and DeSantis. Think about what they were doing here, Quinn writes. They were staging an event to rally people to vote for Vance while instituting the kinds of policies you'd see in a fascist regime, a wannabe U.S. senator and maybe a wannabe president. Another over-the-top rule was one reserving the right to receive copies of any video shot at the event for promotional use. That's never okay, Quinn writes. News agencies are independent of the political process. We do not provide our work product to anyone for promotional use. To do so would put us in league with people we cover, destroying our credibility. Yet another of the rules reserved the right to know in what manner any footage of the event would be used. We are news people. We use footage on news platforms. But this rule set up a situation in which reporters could be grilled on their intentions. Chris Quinn continues in the Cleveland Plain Dealer. I'm scratching my head over one other rule that prohibited reporters from entering the hotel rooms of any attendees of the event. If someone invites a reporter into a hotel room for an interview, what's the harm? Anyway, we didn't accept the limitations because they end up skewing the facts. If we can speak only with attendees chosen by the candidate, we don't get a true accounting of what people thought of the event. You get spin from the most ardent supporters. The organizers told the Washington Post they just wanted to keep people out collecting footage for non-journalistic reasons, and that they'd be willing to waive their rules for legitimate news outlets like the Washington Post. But that rings hollow. If you are speaking publicly, people are going to use what you say to help you or fight you. That's how politics works, and we don't accept discretionary waivers to unacceptable rules. And on it continues, but just to note that that's why there was not media at this event, and there have been similar media restrictions put up by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis at other events, by Doug Mastriano as well, running for Pennsylvania governor, and I can't speak to what kind of rules and restrictions have been at Tim Michaels' events, but needless to say that that's something that we're going to want to monitor as well. It, again, as I said with the candidates, is part of a media control mindset on the part of right-wing politicians who enjoy speaking within their own bubble where there isn't fact-checking and where they can craft a message. But that ain't journalism. You know, journalism is covering something, reporting honestly on it, and, I mean, truly the We Report, You Decide that's been perverted so much by Fox News is what it should actually be. And that does not mean reporting, you know, both sides. That's not what this is about as well. And it's why I wanted to come back to a point that Patty Shockner raised. and Sarah Yacoub hinted at it as well, where local media, you know, don't run questionnaires if they don't get it from both candidates and they don't hold the other candidate accountable for not wanting to actually make their views known. That was part of the reason we created Up North News in the first place. It's that you deserve to know, any one of you deserve to know where your newsroom is coming from. If they are trying to play things completely down the middle, which does mean sometimes giving both sides coverage equally, even though one side doesn't really deserve it, say, you know, tearing down democracy, you deserve to know that part explicitly. And you do see that in the far right media bubble. But as Patty was getting at, what you don't know often is how news decisions are crafted because of how a news director feels, or how an editor feels, or a publisher, or an owner. And that happens much more often than you would think. You don't know the degree to which, whether it's advertising concerns or personal concerns, those things skew what it comes out as well. The answer is not to turn off all news. The answer is not to distrust all media and refer to it as fake news. The answer is to take in information from a variety of sources, and in time, you will come to understand who's being a straight shooter with you, even if you don't necessarily agree with everything they say or do. It's what I based Up North News on in starting it, was that it was going to be a lot like the conversations I have with Republican-leaning friends or strangers who still stop me out for dinner or in the grocery store or whatnot. You may not agree with everything when you ask me about something going on in the news, but you know I will never lie to you, that I will try to inform you. There would be great if we could see that from some right of center news outlets, rather than, you know, the fire breathing, truth skewing coverage that we so frequently get. There was once a time where in American media, they were two newspaper towns, and you knew the one newspaper had a Democratic point of view and the one had the Republican point of view, but you could see them both for a nickel apiece, look at them and, you know, reach your own conclusions. It is tougher today, despite the fact that there are more choices than ever. But at least consumers can make this choice. When a news outlet doesn't cover something because of restrictions put on by a politician of any stripe, the fault is not in the news outlet that didn't cover it. The fault is in public officials who need to be much more accountable to you. Dr. Kristen Lyerly joins us in our next hour. You're Up North.